Chapter 2. The baby, a boy, is born at 5:05 in the morning. He measures 20 inches long, weighs 7 pounds 9 ounces. Ashima's initial glimpse before the cord is clipped and they carry him away is of a creature coated with a thick white paste and streaks of blood, her blood, on the shoulders, feet, and head. A needle placed in the small of her back has removed all sensation from her waist to her knees and given her a blistering headache in the final stages of the delivery. When it is all over, she begins to shiver profoundly, as if beset with an acute fever. For half an hour she trembles, in a daze, covered by a blanket, her insides empty, her outsides still misshapen. She is unable to speak, to allow the nurses to help exchange her blood-soaked gown for a fresh one. In spite of endless glasses of water, her throat is parched. She is told to sit on a toilet to squirt warm water from a bottle between her legs. Eventually, she is sponged clean, put into a new gown, wheeled into yet another room. The lights are soothingly dim, and there is only one other bed next to hers, empty for the time being. When Ashok arrives, Patty is taking Ashima's blood pressure, and Ashima is reclining against a pile of pillows, the child wrapped like an oblong white parcel in her arms. Beside the bed is a bassinet, labeled with a card that says, "Baby Boy Ganguly." "He's here," she says quietly, looking up at Ashok with a weak smile. Her skin is faintly yellow, the color missing from her lips. She has circles beneath her eyes, and her hair, spilling from its braid, looks as though it has not been combed for days. Her voice is hoarse, as if she'd caught a cold. He pulls up a chair by the side of the bed, and Patty helps to transfer the child from mother's to father's arms. In the process, the child pierces the silence in the room with a short-lived cry. His parents react with mutual alarm, but Patty laughs approvingly. "You see," Patty says to Ashima, "he's already getting to know you." Ashok does as Patty tells him, stretching out his arms, putting one hand below the neck and another below the bottom. "Go on," Patty urges. "He wants to be held tightly. He's stronger than you think." Ashok lifts the minuscule parcel higher, closer to his chest. "Like this?" "There you go," Patty says. "I'll leave you three alone for a while." At first, Ashok is more perplexed than moved by the pointiness of the head, the puffiness of the lids, the small white spots on the cheeks, the fleshy upper lip that droops prominently over the lower one. The skin is paler than either Ashima's or his own, translucent enough to show slim green veins at the temples. The scalp is covered by a mass of wispy black hair. He attempts to count the eyelashes. He feels gently through the flannel for the hands and feet. "It's all there," Ashima says, watching her husband. "I already checked." "What are the eyes like? Why won't he open them? Has he opened them?" She nods. "What can he see? Can he see us?" "I think so, but not very clearly, and not in full color, not yet." They sit in silence, the three of them as still as stones. "How are you feeling? Was it all right?" he asks Ashima. But there is no answer, and when Ashok lifts his gaze from his son's face, he sees that she, too, is sleeping. When he looks back to the child, the eyes are open, staring up at him, unblinking, as dark as the hair on its head. The face is transformed. Ashok has never seen a more perfect thing. He imagines himself as a dark, grainy, blurry presence, as a father to his son. Again, he thinks of the night he was nearly killed, the memory of those hours that have forever marked him flickering and fading in his mind. Being rescued from that shattered train had been the first miracle of his life. But here, now, reposing in his arms, weighing next to nothing, but changing everything, is the second. Apart from his father, the baby has three visitors, all Bengali: Maya and Dilip Nandi, a young married couple in Cambridge whom Ashima and Ashok met a few months ago in the Purity Supreme, and Dr. Gupta, a mathematics postdoc from Dehradun, a bachelor in his 50s, whom Ashok has befriended.